Money, Master the Game, 7 Simple Steps to Financial Freedom. By Tony Robbins. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Money, Master the Game, 7 Simple Steps to Financial Freedom is a book written by Tony Robbins, a renowned life coach and motivational speaker. The book is designed to help readers take control of their financial future and achieve financial freedom. Robbins provides readers with a step-by-step guide to mastering their finances and achieving financial freedom. He begins by discussing the importance of having a financial plan and how to create one. He then goes on to discuss the different types of investments, such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and real estate, and how to choose the right ones for your financial goals. He also provides advice on how to reduce taxes, protect your assets, and create a retirement plan. Finally, he provides readers with a comprehensive list of resources to help them on their journey to financial freedom. Robbins emphasizes the importance of having a financial plan and outlines the 7 steps to financial freedom. The first step is to get educated about money and investing. He encourages readers to read books, attend seminars, and talk to financial advisors to gain a better understanding of the financial markets. The second step is to create a financial plan. Robbins provides readers with a step-by-step guide to creating a financial plan that is tailored to their individual needs. The third step is to create a diversified portfolio. Robbins explains the importance of diversifying investments and provides advice on how to create a diversified portfolio. The fourth step is to reduce taxes. Robbins provides advice on how to reduce taxes and maximize returns. The fifth step is to protect your assets. Robbins provides advice on how to protect your assets from market volatility and other risks. The sixth step is to create a retirement plan. Robbins provides advice on how to create a retirement plan that will provide financial security in retirement. The seventh step is to stay informed. Robbins encourages readers to stay informed about the financial markets and to make adjustments to their financial plan as needed. Money, Master the Game, 7 Simple Steps to Financial Freedom is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to take control of their financial future and achieve financial freedom. Robbins provides readers with a comprehensive guide to mastering their finances and achieving financial freedom. He provides advice on how to create a financial plan, diversify investments, reduce taxes, protect assets, and create a retirement plan. He also provides readers with a comprehensive list of resources to help them on their journey to financial freedom. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Start saving, establish a savings plan and begin to save money regularly to build a financial foundation. Starting to save money is one of the most important steps to achieving financial freedom. Establishing a savings plan and committing to saving money regularly is the key to building a strong financial foundation. It is important to set a goal for how much you want to save each month and then make sure to stick to it. You can start small and increase your savings as your income increases. It is also important to make sure that you are saving your money in a safe and secure place, such as a savings account or a retirement account. Once you have established a savings plan, you can begin to look for ways to increase your savings, such as investing in stocks or mutual funds. By taking the time to save money and invest it wisely, you can create a strong financial future for yourself and your family. Main idea number 2. Invest wisely, understand the different types of investments and how to make the most of them. Investing wisely is essential to achieving financial freedom. To do so, it is important to understand the different types of investments and how to make the most of them. There are many different types of investments, such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, and commodities. Each type of investment has its own unique characteristics and risks, so it is important to understand the differences between them. When investing, it is important to diversify your portfolio. This means investing in different types of investments to reduce risk and maximize returns. It is also important to understand the different types of fees associated with each type of investment, as well as the tax implications of each. Additionally, it is important to understand the different types of investment strategies, such as value investing, growth investing, and index investing. Finally, it is important to understand the different types of investment vehicles, such as exchange-traded funds, ETFs, mutual funds, and individual stocks. Each type of investment vehicle has its own advantages and disadvantages, so it is important to understand the differences between them. By understanding the different types of investments and how to make the most of them, you can invest wisely and achieve financial freedom. Main idea number 3. Reduce debt. Pay off debt as quickly as possible to free up more money for investing. Reducing debt is an important step in achieving financial freedom. Paying off debt as quickly as possible can help free up more money for investing. This can be done by making larger payments than the minimum required, or by consolidating debt into one loan with a lower interest rate. Additionally, it is important to avoid taking on new debt while paying off existing debt. This can help to reduce the amount of interest paid over time and help to free up more money for investing. When paying off debt, it is important to prioritize the highest interest rate debt first. This will help to reduce the amount of interest paid over time. Additionally, it is important to create a budget and stick to it. This can help to ensure that enough money is available to make payments on debt and to invest. Finally, it is important to stay motivated and focused on the goal of becoming debt-free. This can help to keep the process on track and ensure that debt is paid off as quickly as possible. Main idea number 4. Create multiple streams of income. Develop multiple sources of income to increase financial security. Creating multiple streams of income is a great way to increase financial security. It can help to diversify your income sources, so that if one source of income is lost, you still have other sources to rely on. It can also help to increase your overall income, as you can use the extra money to invest in other areas or save for the future. There are many ways to create multiple streams of income. You can start a side business, invest in stocks or real estate, or even start a blog. You can also look for ways to monetize your hobbies or skills, such as teaching classes or selling products online. Creating multiple streams of income can be a great way to increase your financial security and build wealth. It can also help to reduce stress, as you will have more options to fall back on if one source of income is lost. With the right strategies and dedication, you can create multiple streams of income and achieve financial freedom. Main idea number 5. Protect your assets. Protect your assets with insurance and other strategies to minimize risk. Protecting your assets is an important part of financial security. Insurance is one of the most effective ways to protect your assets. It can help cover the costs of unexpected events, such as medical bills, property damage, and legal fees. Other strategies to minimize risk include diversifying your investments, setting up an emergency fund, and creating a budget. Insurance is a great way to protect your assets, but it's important to make sure you have the right coverage. Make sure you understand the different types of insurance and the coverage they provide. Talk to an insurance agent to make sure you have the right coverage for your needs. Diversifying your investments is another way to protect your assets. Investing in different types of assets, such as stocks, bonds, and real estate, can help reduce your risk. It's important to understand the different types of investments and how they work. Talk to a financial advisor to make sure you're making the right investments for your needs. Setting up an emergency fund is also important. This fund should be used for unexpected expenses, such as medical bills or car repairs. It's important to have enough money in the fund to cover these expenses. Finally, creating a budget is essential for protecting your assets. A budget can help you track your spending and make sure you're not overspending. It can also help you save money for the future. Main idea number 6. Maximize your retirement savings. Take advantage of tax-advantaged retirement accounts and other strategies to maximize your retirement savings. Maximizing your retirement savings is an important step in achieving financial freedom. Taking advantage of tax-advantaged retirement accounts such as 401(k)s, IRAs, and Roth IRAs can help you save more money for retirement. These accounts allow you to contribute pre-tax dollars, which can reduce your taxable income and help you save more money for retirement. Additionally, you can take advantage of employer matching contributions, which can help you save even more money for retirement. You can also take advantage of other strategies to maximize your retirement savings. For example, you can invest in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and other investments to help you grow your retirement savings. You can also consider setting up automatic transfers from your checking account to your retirement account, which can help you save more money without having to think about it. Finally, you can take advantage of tax-deferred annuities, which can help you save more money for retirement while deferring taxes on your earnings. By taking advantage of tax-advantaged retirement accounts and other strategies, you can maximize your retirement savings and achieve financial freedom. With the right plan and dedication, you can ensure that you have enough money saved for retirement and enjoy a comfortable lifestyle in your golden years. Main idea number 7. Diversify your investments. Diversify your investments to reduce risk and increase returns. Diversifying your investments is an important part of any financial plan. By diversifying, you spread out your risk across different types of investments, which can help reduce the overall risk of your portfolio. This can also help you maximize your returns, as different investments may perform differently in different market conditions. For example, if one type of investment is performing poorly, another type may be doing well, helping to offset the losses. When diversifying your investments, it is important to consider the different types of investments available. This includes stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and other investments. Each type of investment has its own unique risks and rewards, so it is important to understand the differences between them. Additionally, it is important to consider your own risk tolerance and financial goals when deciding which investments to include in your portfolio. Diversifying your investments can be a great way to reduce risk and increase returns. By spreading out your investments across different types of investments, you can help reduce the overall risk of your portfolio and maximize your returns. Additionally, it is important to consider your own risk tolerance and financial goals when deciding which investments to include in your portfolio. Main idea number 8. Understand taxes. Understand the tax implications of different investments and strategies. Understanding taxes is an important part of financial planning. Knowing the tax implications of different investments and strategies can help you make the most of your money. For example, if you are considering investing in stocks, you should understand the tax implications of capital gains and dividends. You should also understand the tax implications of different retirement accounts, such as 401(k)s and IRAs. Knowing the tax implications of different investments and strategies can help you make the most of your money and maximize your returns. In addition to understanding the tax implications of different investments and strategies, you should also understand the tax implications of different financial decisions. For example, if you are considering taking out a loan, you should understand the tax implications of the interest payments. You should also understand the tax implications of different types of insurance, such as life insurance and health insurance. Knowing the tax implications of different financial decisions can help you make the most of your money and minimize your tax burden. Understanding taxes is an important part of financial planning. Knowing the tax implications of different investments and strategies can help you make the most of your money and maximize your returns. It can also help you minimize your tax burden and make the most of your financial decisions. By understanding the tax implications of different investments and strategies, you can make the most of your money and ensure that you are making the most of your financial resources. Main idea number 9. Invest in yourself. Invest in yourself by learning new skills and developing your knowledge. Investing in yourself is one of the most important steps you can take to secure your financial future. By learning new skills and developing your knowledge, you can open up new opportunities for yourself and increase your earning potential. Investing in yourself can also help you to become more confident and self-reliant, which can lead to greater success in all areas of your life. Whether it's taking a course, reading books, or attending seminars, investing in yourself is an investment that will pay off in the long run. Investing in yourself also means taking care of your physical and mental health. Eating healthy, exercising regularly, and getting enough sleep are all important for maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Taking time to relax and unwind can also help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Investing in yourself also means taking the time to develop meaningful relationships with family and friends, as these relationships can provide emotional support and help you to stay motivated. Finally, investing in yourself means setting goals and working towards them. Having a clear vision of what you want to achieve and taking the necessary steps to get there can help you to stay focused and motivated. Investing in yourself is an investment that will pay off in the long run, so make sure to take the time to invest in yourself and your future. Main idea number 10. Invest in others. Invest in others by donating to charities and helping those in need. Investing in others is an important part of financial freedom. It can be done in a variety of ways, from donating to charities to helping those in need. By investing in others, you are not only helping those in need, but you are also investing in yourself. Investing in others can help you build relationships, gain new perspectives, and create a sense of purpose. It can also help you build a stronger financial future by creating a more stable and secure environment for yourself and your family. When investing in others, it is important to choose organizations and causes that you believe in. This will ensure that your money is going to a cause that you are passionate about and that you can trust. It is also important to research the organizations you are donating to make sure that your money is being used in the most effective way possible. Additionally, it is important to remember that investing in others does not have to be a large financial commitment. Even small donations can make a big difference in the lives of those in need. Investing in others is an important part of financial freedom. It can help you build relationships, gain new perspectives, and create a sense of purpose. It can also help you build a stronger financial future by creating a more stable and secure environment for yourself and your family. By investing in others, you are not only helping those in need, but you are also investing in yourself. Main idea number 11. Create a financial plan. Create a financial plan to help you stay on track and reach your goals. Creating a financial plan is an important step in achieving financial freedom. It helps you to stay on track and reach your goals. A financial plan should include a budget, a savings plan, and an investment plan. When creating a budget, it is important to track your income and expenses. This will help you to identify areas where you can save money and make adjustments to your spending habits. It is also important to set financial goals and create a plan to reach them. A savings plan should include setting aside money for emergencies, retirement, and other long-term goals. It is important to save regularly and to make sure that you are saving enough to reach your goals. An investment plan should include diversifying your investments and understanding the risks associated with each type of investment. It is important to research different types of investments and to understand the potential returns and risks associated with each one. Creating a financial plan is an important step in achieving financial freedom. It will help you to stay on track and reach your goals. By tracking your income and expenses, setting financial goals, and creating a savings and investment plan, you can take control of your finances and achieve financial freedom. Main idea number 12. Automate your finances. Automate your finances to make it easier to save and invest. Automating your finances is a great way to make sure you are saving and investing for the future. By setting up automatic transfers from your checking account to your savings and investment accounts, you can ensure that you are consistently putting money away for the future. This can help you build up a nest egg for retirement or for other long-term goals. Automating your finances can also help you stay on top of your budget and make sure you are not overspending. You can set up automatic payments for bills and other expenses, so you don't have to worry about forgetting to pay them. Automating your finances can also help you keep track of your spending and make sure you are staying within your budget. Automating your finances can also help you take advantage of investment opportunities. By setting up automatic transfers to your investment accounts, You can make sure you are taking advantage of market fluctuations and investing in the right stocks and funds. Automating your finances can also help you stay on top of your taxes and make sure you are taking advantage of all the deductions and credits available to you. Automating your finances can help you save time and money, and make sure you are taking the right steps to secure your financial future. Main idea number 13. Live within your means, live within your means and avoid lifestyle inflation. Living within your means is an important part of financial freedom. It means spending less than you earn and avoiding lifestyle inflation. Lifestyle inflation is when you increase your spending as your income increases. This can lead to a cycle of debt and financial insecurity. Instead, you should strive to save and invest as much of your income as possible. This will help you build a secure financial future and achieve financial freedom. Living within your means also means avoiding unnecessary debt. Credit cards and other forms of debt can be useful tools, but they should be used responsibly. Paying off your debt as quickly as possible will help you avoid interest payments and free up more of your income for savings and investments. It will also help you build a strong credit score, which can be beneficial when you need to borrow money in the future. Finally, living within your means means being mindful of your spending. Track your expenses and create a budget to help you stay on track. This will help you identify areas where you can cut back and save more. It will also help you identify areas where you can invest your money to help you reach your financial goals. Main idea number 14. Take advantage of compound interest. Take advantage of compound interest to maximize returns. Compound interest is a powerful tool that can help you maximize your returns. It works by reinvesting the interest you earn on an investment, so that you can earn even more interest on the reinvested amount. This process can be repeated over and over, allowing your money to grow exponentially. To take advantage of compound interest, you need to invest regularly and for the long term. The longer you invest, the more time your money has to compound and the more you can earn. You should also consider investing in a variety of different investments, such as stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, to diversify your portfolio and maximize your returns. When investing, it is important to understand the risks associated with each investment. You should also consider the fees associated with each investment, as these can eat into your returns. Finally, you should make sure to keep track of your investments and review them regularly to ensure that you are still on track to reach your financial goals. Main idea number 15. Invest for the long term. Invest for the long term to take advantage of market cycles. Investing for the long term is a strategy that can help you take advantage of market cycles. By investing for the long term, you can buy stocks when they are low and sell them when they are high. This strategy can help you maximize your returns and minimize your risk. Investing for the long term also allows you to take advantage of compounding returns, which can help you build wealth over time. Additionally, investing for the long term can help you diversify your portfolio and reduce your overall risk. When investing for the long term, it is important to have a plan and stick to it. You should have a clear understanding of your goals and objectives and a strategy for achieving them. You should also have a diversified portfolio that includes stocks, bonds, and other investments. Additionally, you should have a plan for rebalancing your portfolio periodically to ensure that it remains in line with your goals. Finally, you should have a plan for monitoring your investments and making adjustments as needed. Investing for the long term can be a great way to build wealth and achieve financial freedom. By taking advantage of market cycles and diversifying your portfolio, you can maximize your returns and minimize your risk. With a clear plan and a disciplined approach, you can be well on your way to achieving your financial goals. Main idea number 16. Take calculated risks. Take calculated risks to increase returns, but be aware of the risks. Taking calculated risks is an important part of achieving financial freedom. Taking risks can help you increase your returns, but it is important to be aware of the risks involved. Before taking any risks, it is important to do your research and understand the potential risks and rewards. Make sure you understand the potential consequences of your decisions and weigh the pros and cons before taking any risks. It is also important to have a plan in place to manage the risks. Make sure you have a strategy for how you will handle any losses that may occur. Have a plan for how you will manage your investments and how you will respond to any changes in the market. Having a plan in place can help you make better decisions and reduce the risk of losses. Finally, it is important to remember that taking risks is not always the best option. Sometimes it is better to be conservative and take a more conservative approach to investing. Make sure you understand the risks and rewards of any investment before making a decision. Taking calculated risks can help you increase your returns, but it is important to be aware of the risks involved. Main idea number 17. Monitor your investments. Monitor your investments regularly to ensure they are performing as expected. Monitoring your investments is an important part of managing your finances. It is important to keep track of how your investments are performing and to make sure they are meeting your goals. Regularly monitoring your investments can help you identify any potential problems or opportunities that may arise. It can also help you stay on top of any changes in the market that could affect your investments. When monitoring your investments, it is important to review your portfolio regularly. This includes looking at the performance of each individual investment, as well as the overall performance of your portfolio. You should also review any fees or taxes associated with your investments, as well as any changes in the market that could affect your investments. Additionally, it is important to review your investment strategy to make sure it is still in line with your goals. Finally, it is important to stay informed about the latest news and developments in the financial markets. This can help you make informed decisions about your investments and ensure that you are taking advantage of any opportunities that may arise. By regularly monitoring your investments, you can ensure that your investments are performing as expected and that you are on track to reach your financial goals. Main idea number 18. Rebalance your portfolio. Rebalance your portfolio periodically to maintain the desired asset allocation. Rebalancing your portfolio is an important part of managing your investments. It involves periodically adjusting the mix of investments in your portfolio to maintain the desired asset allocation. This helps to ensure that your portfolio is properly diversified and that you are not taking on too much risk. Rebalancing also helps to ensure that you are taking advantage of any market opportunities that may arise. The process of rebalancing your portfolio involves periodically reviewing your investments and making adjustments to ensure that your desired asset allocation is maintained. This may involve selling some investments and buying others to bring your portfolio back into balance. It is important to remember that rebalancing is not a one-time event, but rather an ongoing process. It is important to review your portfolio regularly and make adjustments as needed. Rebalancing your portfolio can help you to achieve your financial goals. It can help to reduce risk and ensure that you are taking advantage of any market opportunities that may arise. It is important to remember that rebalancing is not a one-time event, but rather an ongoing process. By regularly reviewing your investments and making adjustments as needed, you can ensure that your portfolio is properly diversified and that you are taking advantage of any market opportunities that may arise. Main idea number 19. Stay informed. Stay informed about the markets and the economy to make better decisions. Staying informed is an important part of making smart financial decisions. Knowing what is happening in the markets and the economy can help you make better decisions about where to invest your money and how to manage your finances. By staying informed, you can be aware of potential risks and opportunities, and make decisions that are in your best interest. You can stay informed by reading financial news and publications, watching financial news programs, and talking to financial advisors. You can also use online tools to track the markets and the economy. By staying up to date on the latest news and trends, you can make more informed decisions about your investments and financial planning. Staying informed is an important part of managing your finances. By staying informed, you can make better decisions about where to invest your money and how to manage your finances. By staying up to date on the latest news and trends, you can make more informed decisions about your investments and financial planning. Main idea number 20. Have a plan B. Have a plan B in case of unexpected events or market downturns. Having a plan B is an important part of financial planning. It is important to have a backup plan in case of unexpected events or market downturns. This could include having an emergency fund, diversifying investments, and having a plan for how to handle a job loss or other financial hardship. Having a plan B can help you stay on track with your financial goals and provide peace of mind in the event of an unexpected event. Having a plan B can also help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. It can be easy to get caught up in the day-to-day fluctuations of the stock market, but having a plan in place can help you stay focused on the bigger picture. Having a plan B can also help you make decisions that are in line with your long-term goals, rather than reacting to short-term market changes. Having a plan B is an important part of financial planning and can help you stay on track with your goals and provide peace of mind in the event of an unexpected event. It is important to take the time to create a plan that works for you and your financial goals, and to review it regularly to make sure it is still relevant.